Open your Bibles, if you would, to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to be talking about welcome to ministry today. And you may think, well, I don't want to be a pastor. Well, neither do I. No, I'm just kidding. You may think, I don't want to be a minister. I don't want to be in ministry. You're already in ministry. By the way, you two young people that gave your life to Christ, welcome to the ministry. Okay, because you now are part of the ministry. You are now Christ ambassadors. That's a lot on your shoulders. You're now His representative. And the way you speak to other people and the way you act. Church is a reminder for those that made decisions years ago. You're still in ministry. You're still representing Him. You are still His ambassador today. 1 Timothy chapter 4, we're going to start in verse 6. And just go to the end of the chapter. And it says, if you instruct your brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. It says, take heed in verse 12. Take heed to your ministry. It says, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in the word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Then it says, meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. And I think, what an amazing scripture that is. He's talking about teaching and preaching, and he's talking about, hey, what do you need to do to stay connected, to be a good servant of Jesus Christ is my heading, and then to take heed to your ministry. And again, no matter what we all do, we are a part of ministry when you give yourself to Christ. When you give yourself over to Christ, he says, by the way, I apologize, but I'm going to reference you two young people a lot as we talk about this, because there are now new ways to live. There are new expectations of you and from you. What you have to remember, Josh mentioned, hey, none of us are perfect in our ministry. We're going to slip up. And the devil, what he loves to do is take that slip up and say, see, I knew you couldn't do it. I think I was talking to you briefly Wednesday night when I went down, and you said, man, I want to be at church. Man, I want to be with God. I want to spend time with Him. I want to get to know Him more. And I love that ambition as a new Christian. This scripture is pretty simple. He says, hey, focus on godliness. Take time to focus on this. Don't worry about old wives' tales. That stuff comes and goes. But focus on the gospel. What this is not is old wives' tales. When you run into problems, your answer will always be found in here. And by that, I mean, if you don't know what to do, this will tell you. It'll tell you, turn to God. It'll tell you, cry out to God. It'll tell you, fall to your knees and pray before Him. I've prayed that prayer for years. Well, great. Guess what? Today may be the day God says, yes, I'm going to answer your prayer. Fall on your knees, no matter how many times you've done it. Adam, I've got calluses on my knees. I've been down there so many times. Great. What does the Bible say to do? Pray. Pray without what? Without ceasing. Don't stop praying. This old wives' tales, that's great. That's fine for little stories and whatever. But you want to know the answers? Go right here. He's going to tell you this will fix your stuff. He says, hey, physical exercise, that's great also. Verse 8, for bodily exercise profits a little bit. That means the here and now. And it's important to be healthy and stay healthy. But he says it profits a little bit here on earth. But godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is. But it also says, and that which is to come. You see, everything we do here on earth goes through the fire when we pass away. And we stand before God. Those are the things that we need to focus on. Ooh, I need to be sure my spiritual health is in shape. And I maintain that. I lose weight, I gain weight, I lose weight, I gain weight. I'm spiritual, I'm not. I'm spiritual, I'm not. I'm spiritual. Oh, things are going great. Now I'm not. Uh-oh, things are going bad. Now I'm spiritual again. And we go through this wave up and down, back and forth. He says, don't do that. He said, be a good servant of Jesus Christ. Stay committed and stay faithful to your spiritual health. That bodily health is good, but spiritual health is what you need to focus on. You will get your eternal reward. You young people, you think, man, I've got a long ways to go. You do, but everything you do from this day forward is going towards that eternal reward. It's a part of that now. And then he goes on and he says, hey, this is a faithful saying worthy of all these things. For to this end, we both labor and suffer. And he goes down in verse 13, actually in verse 12, and says, let no one despise you because of your youth. And a lot of times we tell our young people that, our teenagers that, our young 20s, don't let anyone despise you because of your youth. Well, my notes here say back then they said youth was 40 or below. Well, okay, that's great, but I'm not a youth anymore no matter what it is. So don't let anyone despise you because of your youth, but especially teenagers and young 20s. People think, oh, they try and dismiss you. And we have so much to learn from you all. But likewise, don't think you know it all because you've got a lot to learn from us. Why? Because we have experiences that you haven't had. Good experiences and bad experiences. And we want to warn you all of that. We want to make sure we protect you of those things. But then it says, let no one despise you because of your youth. It says, but be an example. Be an example to the believers. He said, be an example to your church, to your fellow Christians. Be an example to the believers in word, in conduct. That means the word you speak, the way you act. In love. Church, he tells us to be an example in love. In purity, in faith, and in spirit. Well, those are a lot of things to be an example of. Okay, I got to watch what I say. I've got to watch how I act. Oh, I have to watch my spiritual journey. I have to make sure my spirit is right. I have to make sure my faith is strong. There's that dang thing about love again. I've got to love my neighbors. Well, that's okay. They're pretty nice people. Oh, then he threw in, I've got to love my enemies. Come on. You don't know my enemies. He says, love your enemies. By the way, if we get rid of ourselves a little bit and focus more on God, we wouldn't hate so many people for so many things because they were slightly different than us maybe, had different ideas. He doesn't say we have to agree with them. He doesn't say we have to be best friends with them. He just says, love them. Throughout 1 John, it says, hey, if you don't know how to love other people, then you don't know God. Because what? God is love. God is love. Hey, we need to read our Bible. We need to know our Bible. Get to know it. We need to encourage one another. Josh, thank you. You said we have a plan trying to encourage one another, connect with one another throughout the week. and encourage one another. We need to teach. We need to help other people learn. Christian, I don't want to call you out or anything, but did I hear you want to do a Ground Zero lesson in the future? We need to teach. And I love, when I prayed that God would lead somebody to ministry, it wasn't specific, it wasn't you have to be a pastor or minister, but to people that want to teach and want to do a lesson. I want to do a lesson. Oh, by the way, I didn't say it. I had a note here to say it. I want to give it up for just a minute for Josh and Nikki. You two are amazing young people. And you took our young people down there and you watched over them. You protected them. You prayed over them. You helped them. You guided them. And man, I can't tell you how much as a church body we appreciate that. I appreciate the connection throughout the week and the communication just to say, hey, here's what's happening and a lot of good stuff. Josh, I talked to him last night. And I know he thought he was about done with his work, but lo and behold, it went into the wee hours of the morning for that work to be done. But he said, there's so many good things, Adam, I don't have time to tell you right now. And I love that. So Josh and Nikki, thank you for going down and being sponsors with their young people for the last several years. But again, this year, we appreciate that so much and appreciate what you do. My point to that was, Josh said, yeah, Christian, that'd be great. Let Adam and I get with you and help find out what you want to do and help lead you or give you ideas of how to do that and be successful at it. So I appreciate that as well, both you for wanting to do it and Josh for saying, yeah, let's get with you and find out what you want to do. Now it says, be an example again in word, conduct, love, spirit, faith, and purity. You ever notice how Jesus wants us to continue to be an example? He says, be light and salt to people. You see, you're the light of the world. I've sent you out so that you can attract other people. You see, the lost are like moths. We want to attract them to the light and have them just circle around that and say, what is it about this light? And then we have opportunity to tell them what it is. A lot of opportunities to be an example and to show them to be his ambassador, to be his representative, to be his love, to be his light, to be his image. We were made in God's image. Verse 15. Boy, I don't like that one all the time. But it says, meditate on these things. That I don't mind. Give yourself entirely to them. Okay, it says, hey, commit yourself. Pour yourself out to your ministry. But then it says, that your progress may be evident. To who? To all. Oh, man, I've got to put myself out there in front of everybody so they can see my progress or lack thereof. But that's further motivation, hopefully, and encouragement to say, hey, continue to grow. So you can let everyone see your progress. Pour yourself into these matters. Pour yourself into these areas. Pour yourself into your ministry. Adam, I don't have a ministry. Pour yourself into your faith, your spiritual welfare. Pour yourself into loving others. Pour yourself into those things that matter, to meditate on those things. Pour yourself into checking your conduct and the way you speak to other people. Is it an encouragement? Is it bitter? Is it sharp? Is it negative? Pour yourself into those things. Pay close attention to how you live. Verse 16, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Oh, Lordy. That means we've got to pay close attention how we live, what example we are portraying. Now listen carefully, church. What example we are portraying or teaching others that are watching you. It is fascinating here at Prayer of Faith to watch these little kids grow up. And they're getting bigger and bigger. Even says, man, why did Matthew get so tall? Let alone Christian and David. I'm sorry, Corey. I think they both passed you up and that. August. I said, when did he get that big? Walking and talking. His sister back there. Atlas turned 3 a couple days ago. Aurora will be 1 in a couple weeks. Pay close attention to what example you are portraying or teaching others that are watching you. But more importantly, those that you don't know are watching you, that are watching you. You see, there's always people that are watching you and you're not aware that they're watching you. You're not aware that they're listening to you. You're not aware that they're paying attention to how you act. We have opportunities to always grow ourselves and improve ourselves, to increase our blessing. But more so, we have great opportunity to grow those that are watching us and trying to imitate us. And as they're doing that, we should be watching and trying to imitate Christ and how He wants us to behave, how He wants us to act, how He wants us to support Him. You know, I'm thankful that Falls Creek exists and we have opportunity to go. There's other camps we could attend, but I think Falls Creek is a massive place, massive opportunities, well run. And so we had opportunity to go with different churches over the years. We had opportunity to go by ourselves for several years. And so I'm thankful we had opportunity to go with another church. And then we also went with the Midwest City Free Methodist Church. By the way, if you guys don't know it, there were people here in the church, and there were people at that church and in our Free Methodist denomination that were praying over you by name. I sent them a list of everyone that went. I said, we're praying for them by name throughout the week. By the way, on this night, one church was having a special prayer thing. They said, we're going to that. And they said, we're praying for your students and your sponsors and leaders by name. You don't go down there and your parents just send you. Maybe your parents pray for you. You had a lot of people praying for you. Not to mention the whole leadership of Falls Creek praying over you. We have such an opportunity to be an example to those that are watching us. Many of you are going to go back to school. Some of you are going to college. This upcoming school year, you have opportunity to be a difference, to be a change maker, to be a way maker, to be an example, to be an encouragement to other people. Sometimes it's just as simple as getting past ourselves. Let me not make this about me today. Let me make this about Johnny or Susie or whatever. Let me encourage them today. That's our ministry. Everybody, that's our ministry. Wherever we are, in our families, in our workplaces, in our church congregation, in our Bible studies, in our homes, that's our ministry. That's our ministry. For you two that made decisions this past week, welcome to ministry. Let's strive to be light and salt to those we know. More importantly, be light and salt to those we don't know. I pray all the time, and I pray, Lord, help guide our words that we speak to those we know and those we don't know, and help guide our conduct and the way we act towards others, so that we may attract them to God's light and His love by that reflecting and bouncing off us and through us, not bouncing off us like we don't receive it, but going through us so that we can show His light and His love to others, especially the lost. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the opportunity today to come before You to acknowledge Your work at Falls Creek this week in our young people. Lord, we thank You so much for the opportunity just to be changed and moved ourselves. Lord, today I pray that those that feel they don't have a ministry, that being Your example is our ministry. Being Your example to others that are watching us, Lord, to those we know, but especially to those we don't know. God, I pray today that You pour out Your blessings on us. Lord, that we seek You in our downtime. Lord, in our busy time. Lord, that we seek You when we're lost in what to do in situations. Lord, I pray today as we sing in closed service that if there are those that are lost, Lord, they come forward for prayer. Lord, if there are those that went to Falls Creek this week, Lord, and they have further decisions or questions, that they come forward as well, that they have boldness, that each person has boldness today. Lord, that they do it with strength. But Lord, they do it seeking You. Lord, help us go out this week and be an example. Lord, that we take on the new ministry. Lord, that we can just sit in Your quietness and Your stillness. Lord, that You would continue to move this week in our young people and our leaders. But Lord, that You would especially be moving in Aiden and Jordan's lives as they've made new decisions. Lord, You would be with Turner as he's recommitted his life. Lord, that You would be with all those people that made other private decisions. Lord, help us to be a blessing to those others, and that You're a blessing to us through that. Lord, I ask these things in Your Son's name. Amen.